This is a preschool room. These children are newly three.
Steve White directs EduCare Atlanta. He leads lawmakers into Arasha Stewart's classroom where she's teaching three-year-olds.
If your name starts with a K, stand up.
My name is Keithan.
Very good. Keithan, what center would you like to go to again?
The center in Dunbar Elementary School serves children from ages 6 weeks through pre-kindergarten. White says EduCare Atlanta focuses on high-quality learning for low-income, at-risk children. He says the center stresses parent engagement, uses research-based learning strategies, and requires bachelor's degrees for lead teachers. White says it also partners with the Center for Working Families to aid parents with employment and financial stability.
I can't verbally tell you the effect that what we're doing has on this community, because those kids, instead of teachers having to get children prepared to start to learn in kindergarten, they walk in the door ready to learn.
The center opened in 2010 and is a collaboration between Sheltering Arms Early Education and Family Centers, the Annie E. Casey Foundation, and the Atlanta Public Schools. It's paid for with federal, state, local, and private funding. Gail Hayes with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says the center is producing results. She says one example is an assessment that predicts student reading proficiency by the third grade.
In the fall of 2010, we had our three-year-old class, and their average score was 76. Fast forward to the spring of 2012, their receptive vocabulary score had increased to 96.
And many lawmakers, like Maryland State Delegate Carolyn J.B. Howard, say they plan to take back what they learned to their home states.
I see the integration of the parents, of the community, the programs that they have here that will support what the parents need and want. This is what we want, parental involvement, and they have it in the school.
Other state lawmakers were also impressed, but they say the challenge will be using their limited resources to provide the same kind of high-quality learning. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.